So we're on page 283 in the Passover booklet. In the old one, it's on page 209, two opposites. Two opposites above reason, both in mind and heart, which is, for he is delighted in mercy. And if he gets alien thoughts, he has to remove them and not to listen to them at all. And this is great work, since Pharaoh, king of Egypt, throws them alien thoughts, both in mind and heart. As written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cry out, went up to the Lord. And this is one side. By that they are rewarded with faith, meaning the exodus from Egypt. And this is the discernment of nefesh, of sanctity. And on the other hand, also nefesh without reason is not good. And they need reason of sanctity, which is called richness, for there is richness only in reason. And when the Creator wanted to make them rich, and they had no vessels, because they had everything above reason, then the Creator gave them an advice to borrow vessels from the Egyptians. And the matter of taking vessels was only for them to receive fulfillment for the kelim, for the vessels, meaning answers to their questions. But after they took those answers, they immediately gave back the vessels to the Egyptians because they went above reason. In that case, they have no questions. And they took the questions of the Egyptians only for the time being, and then they gave it back to them.
Maybe again, I don't know. Read it again. You don't read clear enough. Some things...
Two opposites in above reason, both in mind and heart, which is, for he is delighted in mercy. And if alien thoughts come to him, he has to remove them and not to listen to them at all. And this is great work, since Pharaoh, king of Egypt, throws them such alien thoughts, both in mind and heart. As written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cry out, went up to the Creator. And this is one side of it, by which they are rewarded with the discernment of faith, meaning the exodus from Egypt. And this is soul of sanctity. And on the other hand, also nefesh, soul without reason, is bad. And they need reason of sanctity, which is called richness, for there is richness only in that, only in reason. And when the Creator wanted to enrich them, and they did not have the vessels, because everything was above reason, then the Creator gave them an advice to borrow vessels from the Egyptians. And the matter of borrowing vessels was only for them to receive fulfillment for the vessels, meaning answers to their questions. But after they took those answers, immediately they gave the Egyptians back their kelim, because they went above reason. In that case, they have no questions, and they took the questions of the Egyptians only for the time being, and then gave it back to them.
We need to have questions, problems, disturbances, that we will be able to overcome them. Otherwise, how would it be possible? But when we do overcome them, the Egyptians disappear. That's how we move forward. What does it mean they disappear? Because we are already in adhesion to the right. So what happens with the left? The left remains. And then we work in three lines. It's not exactly clear how yet. We'll discover it gradually. Yes.
Why the mind and heart are two opposites?
It's mind and feeling, like for us. Sometimes, according to your brain, you say, no, I shouldn't do that. But your feelings determine. Because our desire, which it's our matter, it's our material, it's a will to enjoy, and it's stronger than our mind. If people in the world would behave according to the mind, the world would be much better. But everybody's behaving according to their feelings, and they're losing much. And you see, there's no choice. And the Creator made it that way on purpose, because specifically in that vessel where He controls it by the light, where feelings are inspired in that vessel, we want to determine the intention above it. In your reason, you can't. Above reason, in reason, it's something completely different. What's in the feelings or above the feelings? We still, you see, as much as these things are still vague, they're obscure, we can't be in this yet. It's soon. Yes.
We learn that the mind serves the emotion, usually.
Right.
But here he says that these are two opposites. Is that the way it's supposed to be?
What opposites?
Two opposites. This is how this article is called. What are these two opposites?
Two opposites in above reason, in mind and in heart, that they are as chafetz chesed, delighted in mercy. And if he got alien thoughts, he should conceal them above him and not listen to them at all. Is that clear? He's above reason, come alien thoughts in order to help him advance, so he can overcome even more above reason. If he takes them away, that's how he advances. He doesn't say how or why and through which means, but, and that is great work, that Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, creates them and throws alien thoughts at them. Meaning he constantly brings thoughts how to enjoy life, even just a bit. I aim myself to the center of the group, to the tent, adhesion with the Creator, and then I want to rest, I want to be in a different thought, I want to be in a different desire. He comes gently. It's not that he throws me into, I don't know what, a trip in Thailand or something, right? Small things, in mind and heart, also thought and also in my desire. To rest. As it is written, and the sons of Israel sighed from the work, and their despair went up to the Creator. What does that mean? From which work? That we constantly want to be in order to bestow an advancement towards that, and we find ourselves in the will to receive. That's one side. That through it, we attain faith. Meaning, the exodus of Egypt, and that is the discernment of nefesh, of kedusha, of sanctity. Meaning they get some kind of force of bestowal called nefesh de kedusha, or faith, emuna. Force of bestowing is called emuna, faith. On the other hand, also nefesh without reason isn't good. Meaning the fact that they got faith and above reason, it doesn't disturb them, and the will to receive doesn't. So what's the whole matter? So they'll just remain like that? Meaning they have to keep advancing. That's why nefesh without reason isn't good either. So how are they going to help them advance? With all kinds of negative influences. And we need the Dad, the Kedusha, called the 10th. sorry, Ashirut comes from wealth, because you can only be wealthy in your reason. When the Creator, wait, I don't understand. When the Creator wanted to enrich them, and they did not have vessels, because everything was above reason, so the Creator, what does He do? He gives them advice, borrow vessels from the Egyptians. Meaning now man feels in himself that it's worthwhile to awaken his will, to receive his previous will to receive, where he ran away from and wanted to overcome him and get rid of it. Now he's going back to it. And the matter of taking these vessels was only in order to get a fulfillment for the vessels, meaning excuses for the questions. But after they took those excuses, meaning that's already in reason, before he worked on his feeling, now in his mind. But after they took those excuses, they returned the vessels to the Egyptians because they're going above reason. So they have no more questions. And they took the questions from the Egyptians only for a short time and then gave them back. Meaning, we use the mind and heart and rely on the vessels of the Egyptians. Questions? Yes.
What is reason of sanctity?
Reason of sanctity, that I know how to connect right and left together, that everything comes from the Creator in an equal way, and there is no good or bad, but only in order to help me rise into adhesion. Because me as a created being, except for the point in the heart, I have to equip myself with all of the desires and all of the intentions from in order to receive to in order to bestow in everything to be in adhesion with the Creator. That exertion and that implementation is called da'at, reason. Yes. It's between Chokhmah and Bina, the middle line. And it's also between Keter and Malchut. Yes.
I still don't understand what is opposite here. What are these two opposites?
It depends how you use your desires. Either shattering is revealed gradually and you build your advancement upon it, or you use the shattering as it is that you want it. The Pharaoh tells you, work in order to receive. No, in order to receive. It's clear that I can't. You know how she should work? Work in bestowing in order to receive. Then, for sure, you're going to feel good. Receiving in order to receiving, you won't get much. But in receiving in order, you'll have everything you want. So where's the failure here to bestow in order to receive? Let's just do it like that, everybody. Bestowing in order to receive isn't simple. Meaning, if I want to gain something, I have to fulfill the other's desires. If I fill the other's desires and the result of that, I want to fulfill myself. What's bad about that? But I can't fulfill your desire and then work towards you. Because that's not called that I'm bestowing to you. Meaning, in working in what Pharaoh advises to bestow in order to receive, there's a big problem here. That the only problem is that it doesn't resemble the Creator. But towards humanity, Egypt, it's very nice. Bestow, please, everybody. Look, if our politicians would do that, They want to be great, strong in the Knesset there to get respect, but for us, they're just bestowing all the best according to our desires. So, what's bad about that? But the problem is that their ego is destroying them. But truly to bestow to the others and to enjoy it on his own, we'd understand them, we'd feel them, we'd respect them. How do we choose them in the elections when we think that one of them is truly gonna try and bring us good? Good things, and take for himself whatever he needs. He wants to be prime minister, let him be prime minister. At least let him bring us good things. That's why we need to understand that Pharaoh, he brings them very good solutions, and you don't need to do anything. You don't have to change the makings. Just let's understand how the system works of reception, and we will use it correctly. Obviously, under certain limitations, whoever's higher than the others, which is already on a level of bestow, let's say the mayor or less than him, so whoever's below him, some public, he has to know their desires, their deficiencies, to bestow to them, to fill them, and to enjoy the fact that he's above them. Please, let's build such a thing. Why is our ego not letting us do that? Only because there's a creator which is ruining our life. Okay. So, what next? The matter of the Exodus.
So, we're on page 294, the matter of Exodus from Egypt. Page 294, the matter of Exodus from Egypt. There is no English translation for this text. The sages have said that the story of the Exodus from Egypt.
You are the reader. The reader always has a few formulas, how can I say it? Variations, different ways to speak, different styles, right? Here, our sages said. Or here, our sages said. Here, our sages said. You know, give us a bit of, make it sexy, as we say. What?
No problem here.
I know, we have a problem with you. You don't want to. Come on. Of course. If he's a professional. They all know how to, he can speak in a way that you won't be able to sit in your place. Come on.
The sages said that the story of the Exodus from Egypt should be told in a way of question and answer. And whoever has no one to ask him, he asks himself what has changed, and so on. And to explain this by the way of Kabbalah, the matter of story is from the heaven tells, and the Exodus from Egypt, meaning the freedom and redemption from the Klipot and the Sitra Achra, the other side, which means to evoke the root of redemption and to carry it on. This matter is specifically in the heaven tells, which means when a person removes himself from all kind of mundane matters, then he has the ability to tell and praise the Creator. But in order for a person to rise to the Creator, then his question is in the form of question and answer. And this is the meaning of the sons asking. The matter of sons, banim, is called havana, reason, and mind. They ask him. And whoever who has no signs, meaning that his mind and reason has no questions, for he is pure in reason and virtues, then he has to awaken those questions in himself. As Baal HaSulam explained, the article of the sages, I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me. How is that night different from all nights? Laila, night is called the body, which is the deficiency and darkness. Day, Yom, is called the Neshama, which shines upon the guf, upon the body. Then he's asking, in what is his body different from the bodies of all the nations of the world? In all the nights, we, the bodies, eat anything we want without any scrutinies. Rather, we eat what our heart desires. And they say that this is for their own benefit. And this night, meaning my body, is limited both in thought and in the desire. And the excuse for it is, we were slaves and he delivered us. Meaning that specifically by those limitations we will be able to come out from exile. Meaning to say that specifically by seeing every time the changes, the ascents and descents, then by this struggle a room for prayer is awakened. And then the children of Israel sigh from the labor and they cry out, went to the Creator. That specifically if the exile is revealed to the fullest, then redemption starts. And that shows us the order of exile, a redemption in Egypt. And this order is the order that we have to continue till the end of correction.
I see you are all tired. Yes, Nessie.
What does it mean that redemption begins? It's either there is a redemption or there isn't redemption.
I don't know how to answer you. Redemption starts. It speaks towards the person here. When does it start? From the 7 years of hunger, he feels that he can't, with his own forces, reach adhesion. On the 7 years of fulfillment, he feels that he can get to dvekut, adhesion, with his own powers. Not that he doesn't yearn for redemption, otherwise it's not the sons of Egypt, of Israel, and not in Egypt. But the 7 years of fulfillment, I'll get there. 7 years of hunger, I won't get there. I have no chance. And the sons of Israel sighed from the work. I'm drawn to redemption, but I can't do it. I have no forces, I have no desires. Everything falls out of my hands. That's it. I constantly fall to that same discernment of Egypt. Yes.
So what does it mean that it says, and this is the order that we have to continue till the end of correction, meaning the order of exile and redemption. So what is it exactly? The order of the exile and redemption. Galut vegeula.
That I constantly need to yearn for the redemption. And the fact that I reach a state where I have no forces, it just shows that I have to add or ascend in my manner of work.
So I made all possible efforts for the sake of the friends, and I want to increase it. How do I increase it? Where do I increase it?
We need... It comes in a cause and effect. That what do? And the Israelites sighed from the work, and their despair went up to the Creator, and then start crying out to the Creator. From seeing that as much as they wanted to build something, nothing comes out of it. Yeah.
So they cry and cry and cry. When does it change?
When you scream like you should. More. More. Yeah.
What to do if everything sounds monotonous? Everything we say, it all sounds like we're chewing the same thing over and over again.
We're chewing the same thing. If the light that reformed comes and changes something a bit more and a bit more, the style of our work, so then it happens. If not, it's a sign that we haven't realized the previous degree yet.
And how to give, to put some life in it, in whatever sounds the same.
Center of society, support in the ten. Is that new or is it the same? You started in that, did you finish? So what are you asking about? You can ask or listen to it for another 1,000 years. It all depends on as much as you implement it. Yes.
What does it mean, I awaken the dawn?
I awaken the dawn is that I constantly search for deficiency. Like an old man walking to accumulate his deficiency for the next degree. That's it. I think that if you want me to speak onward, you have to take this guy out and put somebody else, because he can't feel that I can't speak anymore. He doesn't feel, as much as I'm giving him signs, I'm in despair from that already. And here I have the speaker here, and I can hear the others good. Why can't I hear myself? Yes.
Let's say if we don't have any questions in the ten and we don't advance, so how can we awaken the dawn in the ten?
The dawn isn't from the questions that I ask or you ask. The dawn comes from you start feeling that you can't attain dvikut, adhesion. You can't attain it. So what can you do about it in order to attain it? Keep going.
Me.
What? Who?
Nashim?
Women? I didn't understand. Say something. Who are you pointing at? I don't understand you. Yes.
No.
Yeah, let her ask. I thought of the last half hour of it.
Wie kommt ein Mensch ins Geben, wenn ihm das Kissen, welches er hat, nicht so wichtig ist?
Wiederhol nochmal die Frage, bitte.
Wie kommt ein Mensch ins Geben?
How can one come to bestow if he does not appreciate that the pillow he does not have?
So he doesn't reach bestow. He has to feel that he's giving everybody his soul. His soul meaning everything he has. Everything a person has, he should give for his soul. That he feels that his soul is as much as he is included in the others, and nothing remains for himself. Everything he passes beyond his will to receive, beyond the machsum.
Trotzdem für mich wirkt so aus, wie mehr man eben verliert, dass man im Grunde weniger zu haben hat. Weil wenn ich nicht am Isaac hänge, dann ist mein Opfer nicht mehr so wert.
It seems to me that if I don't regard the pillow that I have, the thing I'm giving up on is not important, so the goal is not important, then I'm not advancing.
as much as I advance towards giving to the friends, everything that even that isn't important to me suddenly will become important. It's not the matter of I have a pillow, I don't have a pillow, it is important, it isn't. The moment I reach the true action, my will to receive starts making importance in that pillow, that except for that, I need nothing in the world.
Thank you.
Keep going. Yeah. Oh, what just happened? Yeah.
A question from our friends from Hungary. The fact that conflicts are revealed in the group, does it mean that there is less important of the Creator?
Again,
if conflicts are disclosed in the group, does it mean that there's too less of the greatness of the Creator and the goal?
Not specifically. It could be that there is a lot of greatness of the Creator, and now against it is revealed that struggle, and according to that, in purpose to take us down from the greatness of the Creator, so we can start demanding even more greatness of the Creator. It's not a sign. The main thing is not to pay attention about anything, just adhesion in the group, importance in the group, importance of their connection to the Creator all the time, and make these calculations. It's not good. Sometimes we're confused and don't know it's right, it's left. It comes from the avyut of the light, from the vessel. It's not worth it. We still don't have any way to scrutinize vessels correctly. I still don't feel the light that comes, in what way, in what depth, in what discernments exactly is it scrutinizing for me, as much as there is a restriction, is the masach. There is nothing. What scrutinies? What reshimot? No, nothing. That's why we're only yearning for devotion of a person in the group. That's it. That's the main thing we need to do. Upon that, the rest will be built independently. That's it. Yes.
There are lessons where you feel that you are together with the group and you delve deeper and scrutinize some topic very well. And there are some lessons where you can delve in, like in the Dead Sea. You know that it's deep and you hear that the friends enter this scrutiny, but I am in shallow waters.
That's the best lesson, because it awakens a good deficiency in you. You're envious of the others. You feel, you understand that you're not succeeding, like a baby with his mouth open trying to understand and doesn't understand anything.
So what is the work here?
The work is to be included in the friends.
This is exactly what I cannot do.
Did you ask from the Creator what you try to do it alone?
No, of course I'm asking.
You're asking from the Creator to be included in the friends, that you want to be in them together for what? To understand the lesson.
I don't know, to be with them.
No, there's no reason, there's no prayer. What's your deficiency?
Yeah, to understand the lesson. But in my mind, I also understand that this understanding too is, well, what do I want?
You want to use this deficiency in order to adhere to the Creator. You have no other goal but that. Only to adhere. And you understand less, you understand more, you're envious or what. It's only to be in adhesion with them. So that's great. You have an opportunity. But not in order to understand in your mind a bit more, than the envy has to bring you to, if they understand more, if they feel more, it's a sign that they've advanced towards adhesion. That's why I need to adhere to them even more, to reach adhesion with them, and through them to be in adhesion with the Creator. And also believe that in the adhesion of the friends, there's Ein Sof in there. It's not limited to if they understand more or less. It's only towards you being revealed right now in order to
stimulate
you to get in them. But in them, there's Ein Sof. Even if they're a small group like the Rabbi Yossi students, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Yes.
So what is the next stage? Now a deficiency has been revealed, and we have learned in the lesson that now I have to give up on this deficiency and pray for them.
You have a deficiency to understand what they're studying?
Yes.
So you have to give up on that and to integrate in them. How do you do it? By putting the deficiencies, desires, everything you have for their benefit. You're included in them. By this, you are in adhesion. Make your desires his desire. What do you want to make of your desire? I want to take my desire, like with the dough, to do what they want. I get in there, and I'm included in there. What do they need? I'll complete what they're lacking. And then by that, we keep going. What do we keep going? What do I want? Adhesion with the Creator. In them that I attain it. What does it mean, adhesion with the Creator? The force of bestow. These desires, thoughts, actions, tendencies, even though most of them are artificial, they invite the light that reforms. That's it. It'll happen, but don't let go of it. To keep working. And this is the support of the group. I'm afraid that all my friends are forgetting about it, so I'm praying for them to not forget it, that the Creator will awaken them, He'll awaken me, I'll push them, and so on. To constantly work on making this dough.
Rav, pour sortir d'Égypte, il doit y avoir un drama, quelque chose, non?
I imagine that in order to exit Egypt, there has to be some drama going on.
Où est le drame? Qu'est-ce qui doit arriver? Je veux dire, est-ce qu'on doit ressentir un danger?
So what should happen? Where is that drama? Should we experience some danger or...
Danger? It's all inside. What danger do you have? The only danger is to remain in Egypt. Because you reach such discernments that you understand that this world is a grave. As if you were buried and you are in the ground, and now you're awakening. You're waking up. They thought you were dead, so they buried you. And now you're waking up. And how do you want to come out? Can you imagine that? Not pleasant. So that's the state. Then you have no choice. You only have to cry out to the Creator.
Mais c'est quoi qui déclenche ça? Trigger.
So what motivates this process? Is that what the miracle is?
Yeah, because then you go inward. You have nowhere to go. You're shut in. You have to go inward and turn to Him. Then that is the only thing you have left.
Comment j'utilise la force du groupe, de ma dizaine, pour me sortir? Parce que moi je vois que non, je peux rester encore en Égypte longtemps.
So how do I use the force of the group, the force of the ten, in order to come out of Egypt?
Together with them you go through such a state. You have to come out, because it's better to be dead than alive.
Je vois que moi, si tu me demandes, je vois que je peux rester en Égypte encore longtemps.
If you're asking me, then I see that I can stay in Egypt for a long time. I don't feel that danger that will make me take that decision.
Of course, it comes gradually until we acquire such a feeling that it, in the will to receive its death, that Pharaoh is choking us and bringing us to death.
Because before you said that we have to be like babies, that I'm constantly, I want.
Right, but that's by a man who helps his friend and the light that reforms. Then we advance nicely. But still, that sharpness in the scrutiny, it has to be there. I gave such a strong example. Too bad I talked like that. Ah, you're going to forget it. What?
We asked, what do you mean? Because we don't remember what you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm also going to make sure you forget. Okay, in short, it's going to be good.
Okay, it's going to be good. Everything's going to be fine, but... this decision that a person takes upon himself, where does it come from?
From the heavens. Everything comes from above. From you, it doesn't work out. It works out great. If it doesn't depend on you, it's going to work out. We need to make efforts like a child, as much as I can, and the rest, give it to the Creator. He needs to do it. I do everything that's given to me. That's it. And you see that even though we still have advancement from year to year, that's it. There's nothing you can do. I have nothing else to say. You subconsciously, you're all asking, how can we receive what we want now, even though you want everything in order to receive? It's all a whole bluff, it's fake and a lie. And that's it. That's what you're asking. Because the questions about the work don't have to even come. Questions about the work are simple. Just strengthen the group, bestow in there, bring the Creator to strengthen it, and that's it. There's nothing but that. The upper light works, and in this way leads us ahead. Can we help him with it? So, good. If not, let's advance like the rest of the world. That's it. How much can we, again and again and again? Believe me, 5 minutes from now, let's say we're going to go on break and gather again, is going to be the exact same questions again.
I understand that. I'm not complaining.
I understand too.
Je veux juste savoir si, comme tu disais, c'est notre travail. Il n'y a pas de plainte, on fait le travail, on ne pose pas de questions, on est comme une armée, on continue. Ça, si c'est ça, dis-nous et on va continuer. Mais après, deux fois, tu viens comme ça, tu dis non, vous devez être comme les enfants, vous devez vouloir. Ça nous rend confus.
I want to understand because on the one hand, if you will tell us that this is the work, this is what needs to be done, and we have to be like soldiers and do it, this is what we'll do. But on the other hand, you also tell us that we shouldn't be calm down, we should be like babies and keep on wanting. So I'm confused. I don't know what to do.
We need everything, this and that. We need to be confused and keep going, not calm and keep going, jump from one place to the other, but persistent too. We need everything.
Why do we need these two for?
Man advances through opposite tendencies. Specifically from that he can advance, because in the end he balances himself on the middle line, that the Creator is the goal, meaning the unconditional bestowal, love.
Thanks.
You're welcome.